Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. We're glad that you have joined us for these few moments where we can share the love of Jesus Christ.
The glorious freedom of God's children. I believe that the present suffering is nothing compared to the coming glory that is going to be revealed to us. The whole creation waits, breathless with anticipation, for the revelation of God's sons and daughters. Creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, it was the choice of the one who subjected it, but in the hope that creation itself will be set free from slavery to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of God's children. We know that the whole creation is groaning together and suffering labor pains up until now. And it's not only the creation. We ourselves who have the Spirit as the first crop of the harvest also groan inside as we wait to be adopted and for our bodies to be set free. We were saved in hope. If we see what we hope for, that isn't hope. Who hopes for what they already see? But if we hope for what we don't see, we wait for it with patience. Romans chapter 8, verses 18 through 25. When I look around, when I listen to the myriad voices speaking most fervently and most loudly in our world today, I confess that I do not see hope in abundance. What I see, what I hear, looks and sounds a lot more like decay. The earth depleted, the social fabric torn, a people demoralized. And where, pray tell, is hope? Who is holding it? Who is offering it? In this moment of history, hope eludes us, doesn't it? The Apostle Paul probably knew a thing or two about the elusive nature of hope. By the time he writes this letter to the Romans, he has traveled for years as a missionary, been imprisoned for his preaching, and dealt with all kinds of conflict within the early church. Here, he spells out his theology of hope. Listen to the contrasting language in this passage. Suffering, waits, frustration, slavery, decay, and groaning, compared with coming glory, breathless anticipation, set free, glorious freedom, and first crop of the harvest. Paul contrasts what is seen with what is unseen, what is temporary with what is eternal. What is seen is suffering and frustration, but suffering and frustration serve the hope of what is unseen, freedom, glory, and adoption into God's family, into the glorious freedom of God's children. Paul emphasizes the importance of hope in gospel theology when he says, "Who hopes for what they already see? But if we hope for what we don't see, we wait for it with patience." The hope of creation is that present sufferings are always the labor pains of being birthed into new life in the Spirit, and that they are incomparable to the glorious freedom that is found in Christ. But we are not only passive participants in this transformation. Elsewhere in Romans, Paul tells the church that we participate in this birth process when we choose not to conform to the patterns of the world, but instead to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. In other words, we have to be willing to be changed, willing to do the hard work of hope, and that involves waiting and trusting and praying and sometimes groaning in pain and despair. Would you pray with me? God of hope, you have called us to be in the world, but not of the world. And Lord, honestly, sometimes that is so very hard. We get weary and discouraged, and it becomes so difficult to wait with patience, to hope for what we cannot and do not see. In these moments, give us your strength. Give us your eyes. Help us to see with hope that we may strengthen and encourage one another. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. This devotional was written and read by Greta Smith.
I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, and you've been listening to our congregation's Grace for All podcast. I'm so grateful for the lay members of our congregation who write, edit, and produce this podcast. To learn more about our congregation and its ministries, or to participate in our streaming worship services this weekend, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG. Until the next episode, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit be with you.